Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today we're going to be dealing with negative beliefs. We have a process for transforming negative beliefs into positive beliefs, and then we'll make the sound of them to get them in your body. Because, negative beliefs, they're a big deal. Negative beliefs are really the number one thing that really attracts things to us, right? The law of attraction says, if you are in a certain vibration, it will actually attract that to you. Well, negative beliefs affect every relationship, everything you do as far as your work, everything you do as far as your business, everything you do as far as your health, even. So we're going to transform all these negative beliefs today. And that's our intention, is that we have no more negative beliefs on this planet. That's all. Before we start, though, I want to tell you about some things that are coming up. The first big thing, let me tell you about this and we'll record it now, too. I'm now doing a 7-week course with the Shift Network called Vibration, Healing, and Consciousness. And it's really part of my shorter a shorter version of the it's like the highlights of my whole Sound Healing Certificate program. It's really all about how frequencies, timbres and sounds and music and intention all work to heal us and to actually create higher consciousness or just get high. I call it getting high and getting still, right? And this is coming up. There's a playback. If you email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, I can email you the link for the playback of an hour long talk about it. And where we kind of an overview, but then December 4th is when we're going to be doing the 7-week show, and it's only like a few hundred bucks, so it's not very expensive, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and as all of my online classes are, so that's coming up. December 4th. And just email me, or you can even call me at 415-777-2486. We're going to be going through about your soul note. We're going to be talking about our own negative beliefs. We're going to be working with stuck emotions, but in way more detail than what we do in this show here, right? So call me or email me, and I'll send you more information, okay? Other things we have happening. We've got tonight, if you're around, we're doing a crystal bowl concert at 7 o'clock tonight with Kathleen and myself. Kathleen and myself have both been working with some Hathor, so we're expecting a full house of aliens to be helping tonight. We've got a full range of crystal bowls, alchemy bowls, Tibetan bowls, gongs, I mean, the full range that we're going to be working with very high intention. The other thing that's happening, I'm really excited, is we're going to be doing monthly, at least maybe even bi-weekly, we're going to be doing Sunday morning sound services with Gerard. So that's tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kathleen's going to come back. We're going to do some sound bath as well, but Gerard is a medical intuitive and just a really high being. It's like whenever I talk to him, and everything just turns into light around him. He's also done some amazing healings. I mean, he told me that he was working on this woman with breast cancer, and her breast opened up, the tumor fell on the floor, and then sealed back up, and you couldn't even see any incision or anything. Oh my God. Anyway, he's going to be here tomorrow. It's going to get us really high and run energy, healing energy through the whole group. And it's free. I mean, we'll take donations, but just come on. Even tonight, it's only $10 to $20 donation. just want people to come in and share. And then we've got a class on November 26th, Tuesday, November 26th, on holding frequency in the midst of challenges and conflict. We go through 11 techniques to be able to deal with challenges and conflict. Really effective class to teach you how to be still no matter what's going on, right? And then Sunday, December 8th, we've got our next open house where we go through how sound works. We talk about how it works physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And then we also do a lot of meditations, heart-opening meditations. Everybody gets to go on the sound lounge. It's like from 1 to 6 on December 8th. Sometimes people say, wow, that's a long time. After like at 6 o'clock, people still don't want to leave, right? Because we're just blissed out, right? And then another major thing, we have Mike Tamburo. Mike Tamburo is amazing. Everybody's seen him. I haven't seen him yet, but everybody's seen him like, oh my God, he's so cool. He's got about 10 gongs. He also plays bells and hammered dulcimer and metal instruments. It's like an adventure in listening and sonic bliss. He's really quite amazing from what I hear. So he's going to be playing here. It's Friday, December 13th at 7:30. That one's $25 in advance. You can find all of these if you go to globerecording.com is where our event list is. You'll see the events on the right. Or you can actually find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You'll just have to click on the school to get to the events. Or again, you can always email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call me, 415-777-2486. We also have this week starting another start time for our online certificate program for the 186 hours, 6 months long program. We got 12 different instructors you'll get to be with, and it's a transformative experience. And you get a certificate. We're a state-approved college. It's all, again, about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And then we also have that same program here at the Institute starting January 21st. And that's 3 nights a week, Monday through Wednesday nights, and some weekends. And 3.5 months for that program. Exact same program, but you get to play with all the instruments we have here. And both of those go on into the degree program if you want to continue in the degree. Although if you're interested in the degree, you need to sign up within a week here because we aren't going to be able to sign anybody else up after a week because we're going to be ending the program. But if you sign up within a week, you can do it. And if you decide not to do it, you can drop. You don't have to pay, you know, so it's no big deal. In the degree program, you become a master at this. The degree program is about 2 years long total, and you get full range of instructors. And then we've also got the audio recording program where you learn how to use Pro Tools or how to use any digital audio workstation. And we learn about recording, mixing, producing. It's totally separate from the sound healing program. And that starts January 22nd. And it's going to start again in February online, if you wanted to do it online. Very cool because I wrote the number one selling book in the world in audio producing and audio recording and mixing, both books. And then also the main book in sound healing as well. So you'll learn how to use the equipment to get people really high and take them really deep, physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually, right? And then, let's see, what else do we have going? We've got our therapy center where we've got a dozen different therapy treatments. We can do a lot of them online where we can find your home note or do a voice analysis and figure out what's wrong with you and then give you a CD and the key of the remedy. It's very effective stuff. We also do chakra treatments. We do lots more treatments here. We can do massage on the sound table, or we can just do a combo treatment here as well. Then we've got the store. We've got full range of alchemy bowls, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, a selection of gongs and didgeridoos. We've got ton of tuning forks. We can even make tuning forks tuned to whatever you want. We also have my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. We also have a ton of CDs that are heart-opening, some for depression, some for sleep, some for nerves, tendons, ligaments, muscles that you play on the body. We also have technologies like the sound table that are really effective for relaxation and a lot of issues. They're now being used in hospitals for the doctors, actually. And then the bass pod that you can put on the body with the frequency CDs that will get rid of pain. Oh my God, if you got pain, it will be gone. It's amazing how effective it is. It's amazing. So again, soundhealingcenter.com, you can find everything. Or call me, 415-777-2486, or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Okay, let's talk about negative beliefs. You know, again, it's all based on resonance. This is the way the law of attraction works. If you create or resonate a certain energy, like something you want to manifest, and like it's already happened, you're grateful, like Joe Dispenza says, so you're grateful, it's already happened, right? Then it will attract it to you, right? It's really about being in that vibration. Whereas if you have a belief in you that you are not good enough, oh my God, that's like really a big problem. Because spirit, being the resonant being it is, goes, oh, you have this negative belief? Oh, we love you. We will bring all types of situations to you to be able to resolve this. Right? It's like you're not feeling good enough. We'll resonate that really well. So you really have something to focus on and deal with. So you can really transform it, right? So this is really very difficult because people are totally aware and focused on it, not only just in communication, but in energy. People see exactly where you feel you're not good enough, right? And so that affects your relationships. It affects your success in business. It affects your health. It's everything. It's really, really major. So it's critical to be able to transform these negative beliefs. So what I've come up with is a technique for turning the negative belief around backwards and making the sound of it so you get the truth instead of the illusion in your body, right? The only tricky part is if I'm thinking, let me give you an example. So if I say, I'm not loving enough sometimes, well, I can't turn it around and say, I'm loving all the time. Because my subconscious will be going, yeah, right, give me a freaking break. I saw what you did, the way you talked to that person the other day, right? Or, you know, I mean, when you were really tired and worn out, right? I mean, goodness gracious. You need to be able to turn it around backwards so that you totally believe it. And this is not easy sometimes. There's a few ways you can do it. I've discovered over doing this for the last 10 years. And one way is you can say that I aspire to be loving all the time. I'm really trying hard. I work hard to be loving all the time. I really want to be loving all the time. But there's something about that that doesn't, that's nice. It's nice. I mean, it's better than not trying, right? But I feel it's better if you resonate the complete wholeness instead of wanting to do it, or trying to do it. Being it will attract it and resonate that energy into the world more than aspiring to do it, right? I don't know that spirit goes so much for aspiring, probably. I mean, it's not bad. It's definitely better than going, I could care less, right? Definitely better than that. But I think being it is even better, right? Another way you can do it is you can say, I accept myself the way I am. Well, that one bugs me a little bit too. Again, it's better than going, I want to beat myself up. I want to kill myself. I mean, it just sucks what I do. I suck. Way better than that when you accept it, right? But when I say I accept, it's almost like this. It's like saying, I accept that I suck. I have total acceptance that I suck, right? Well, you don't suck, right? That's an illusion. There's things that we want to work on, right? I mean, you got to be careful here because, you know, you don't want to say, I'm just not going to try to be a good person anymore, right? But you don't say you suck. You don't make yourself bad because you're not, I mean, you haven't, you know, I mean, I would like, there's many things about the way I communicate sometimes that I would like to make better. And I'm working on making those better, but you don't have to make yourself bad because of it. You just work on it, right? So that's very cool. Now, there's two ways I've found that are the best to be able to turn things around. Because as we'll see, we're going to go through a bunch. It's kind of tricky sometimes. One technique is to imagine being that way. So I can imagine what it would be like if I were loving all the time, right? And I could totally sit in that energy of being loving all the time, as if it's already happened. I am loving all the time. I'm not going to argue with my subconscious that I wasn't in the past. I'm just going to say, okay, what would it feel like to be loving all the time? And then resonate that energy and make the sound of that. That's really good one. Really good one, right? But the best is to go to fifth dimensional energy instead of third dimensional energy. And take it to another level like this. My essence is pure love, right? That's a whole different level than the 3D world of whether I've been loving or not, right? The judgmental world. This is just a whole, my essence is pure love. And I believe that 1,000%, right? So I'm just going to like a higher level. And that's really the deal, because all of these negative beliefs are illusions, right? Okay, so if you like, I'm going to make the sound of my essence is pure love. And join in with me if this resonates with you at all. By the way, we have a whole class on this, not only in the thing with the Shift Network, but within our whole program. We just did it this morning as well, so it's all on the tip of my tongue here. Okay. Tip of my negative beliefs in my brain. Okay. So here's another one someone came up with. People commonly come up with this. And that is, I'm not smart enough. Not clever enough. Some people say, I'm stupid. Or one person said last week, I feel like I'm a retard sometimes. Right? Well, you know, again, you can't just turn it around. So how many of you resonate with that? That I'm not smart enough sometimes. Raise your hand. I do sometimes. Okay, I feel better already. I can hear people raising their hand. Right? Okay. So you can't just say, man, I'm really smart. Because, again, your subconscious is going to go, yeah, right, give me a break. But how about this? I have access to higher wisdom all the time. Okay, yeah, I got to watch it. Maybe some people are thinking, oh, I don't really have access to higher wisdom all the time. Okay. Well, you can sit in it and imagine having access to wisdom all the time. Because we do. We do have access to wisdom all the time if we really sit and tune into it. I tried this one earlier today. I said, we are a hologram of the universal wisdom. That's who we are. I didn't like that, but the woman that had brought up this one, she said, that's a little grandiose, right? So I'm going to make the sound of access to higher wisdom all the time. Imagine what that would feel like. Here's a tricky one. The belief that your body sucks, right? It could be many ways. I'm not good looking enough. I'm not tall enough, short enough. I'm not the right body type. I'm not athletic enough. I'm not the right weight, right? Or my body is just sick all the time, right? My body is frail. My body is got like a bad knee or whatever, right? Well, of course, you can't say, I'm really good looking. I'm really tall and with a full head of hair, right? Yeah, right, give me a break, right? But you can say, this is an interesting one that someone came up with today. I love my body, no matter what. I love my body, no matter what. No matter what, I totally love my body. That's a good one. I'll make the sound of that. Let's take a little break and listen to a song called Emotional Stress Release. This is actually a quantum field of numbers that have been changed into different notes that are for the intention of releasing stuck emotions and stress. So bring this into your body as if you've already released it all. Okay. Enjoy. Nice. Okay. Here's another one. I am not lovable. I don't deserve to be loved. I am not lovable. Any of those, any of you have this one or share this one? One we did today was that the woman just said, I am love. I am love. Or you can also just, oh, this was what we came up with today. It was really funny. It's like, okay. I mean, someone said something about, it's like, yeah, it's like, oh, a dozen puppies coming to you to lick you, right? You're in a room full of puppies. That's what feeling lovable is like, right? And I said, okay, imagine that all people on the planet are puppies and every person on the planet is wanting to lick you. You're in a planet full of puppies, right? Feel what that would feel like. You know, make the sound of it. Make the sound of it with me if you like. You are lovable. Here's a good one. I'm too critical sometimes. Not only towards other people, but towards myself. Anybody share that one? Oh, good. I feel better already. I'm just imagining people raising their hand here, because I know this is common. You know, our rabbi that used to teach here before he passed away, he talked about in the Kabbalah, there's the balance between mercy and discernment. And if you don't have the mercy, then the discernment can turn into criticalness. You don't have the love, right? Or the letting it go, right? Mercy. Whereas if you have only love or mercy, then you're wishy-washy. People like that are wishy-washy. They don't have the discernment, right? So first of all, I think of being too critical. First, I'm grateful for the amount of discernment I have. It really helps me in my business. It really helps me in my relationships. It helps me in the way I communicate, in the way I do anything, because I'm very particular and discerning about that I... Not that I do things right, not to do them right, or because I have to do them right, but because I just want to serve people in a really best way I can without stressing myself out, right? But this is the one that really helped. Somebody said, see all people as blessed spirits, as beautiful souls. All people are beautiful souls, including yourself. That's really cool when I take that in, because I believe 100% that's true. I'll make the sound of that. Again, the whole point is to get it physically in your body. Get the truth physically in your body by making the sound of it. So that becomes the norm. Again, all of these negative beliefs are illusions. They are not true. Maybe in the 3D world, but that's ridiculous, right? I've got a list of these that I've got in my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. Let me go through some of them and see if we come up with some others here. Okay. Good things never happen to me. I don't deserve good things because of what I've done. If you come across any of these that resonate with you, you might want to note them down, and you can turn them around backwards yourself. Okay? I don't deserve good things because of what I've done. Life is not easy. I'm an incompetent or bad person. I'm not spiritual enough. I'm too emotional or not emotional enough. I'm a simple person, incapable of great things. I'm not pure enough to help or heal others. That's a good one. A lot of people feel that they can't really help others until they completely heal themselves. We're going to have to wait a lot of lifetimes. I mean, goodness gracious, we're humans here, right? And spirit is never far from the surface. Our essence is pure spirit. So it doesn't take much to pull it together and run healing energy. The good news is if you have a positive intention, you will get a positive result. Okay, I'll make the sound. I am pure enough. I am together enough to help others. Make the sound with me. Okay, in relationships, I don't deserve to be loved. I cannot trust anyone. I'm always exploited by others. I'm afraid of being judged by others. This was one somebody came up with today, kind of like that. They said, I'm afraid I'm not doing things the best that can be done. And people even let me know that. This one woman said her boss lets her know that. I'm not doing things good enough. And I said to her, are you doing your best? She said, oh yeah. I said, is there something that you could do better in the way you're doing it that you know of? She said, no, I'm really doing my best. I mean, if someone's like, you know, needs to actually learn something, or they're not really going out and mastering something before, you know, and that's okay because we're in a process. But, you know, if there's something that you're lax on, you know, okay, you know, just fix it. Don't beat yourself up. Just learn it, right? But if you're doing your best, and all of us are doing our best, then don't worry about whether it's good enough. You are doing your best and sitting that, and let's make the sound of that. I do my best in my work and in my communication, in my relationships, in my life. Here's a good one. People don't see my value. I'm invisible. Or here's, okay. Then there's the ones around wealth. A lot of people feel that it's wrong to have money, right? Money's the root of all evil. If I have a lot of money, others will have less. It's wrong to have a lot of money when others are starving, right? We used to say starving in China. That's not so much. Well, still partially. Okay? Well, or I don't deserve to be rich. The truth is we all deserve to be rich. There is so much abundance on this planet. If people didn't hoard it, we would all be rich. We should all be rich. So don't ever feel bad about having money. Now, I think of it this way. Money is coming through me to help others. So when you see it that way and believe it in that way and do it in that way, spirit goes, here's all the money in the world. It's like my friend got a download in Mount Shasta to set up a company to help third world countries using all these like cool technologies that are out there for, you know, crops and for, you know, cleaning up water, you know, a full range of things. And she's put together a company called Phoenix Voyage. Very cool. And now she's getting a ton of money. I mean, like millions and millions of dollars to help people throughout the world. When you set your intention to help people, spirit goes right on. Not only spirit, but a lot of beings on the other side, they start helping because they want to help the planet. And so there's nothing wrong with having money to help people, especially. Let's make the sound of abundance. Complete abundance for everyone on the planet, including yourself. There's another one. I need to compete with other people to succeed in life. There's a lot of people working together. It's like the new way, right? And then there's the health issues. Always have some health issue going on. I'm never completely healthy. I don't deserve to be healthy. I don't have it together enough to be healthy. I love my body. There's a woman in the class today. She's saying she's been having some serious immune problems where her body's attacking her body, right? And she's decided she's just going to change it with her mind and say what we said earlier, I love my body. And she says it's completely helped transform the disease just by saying, and sincerely saying, I love my body. Okay. I love my body. Oh, here's another big one. I am not capable of healing myself. Boy, wouldn't that be great if we turned that one around on this planet and everybody is totally capable of healing themselves. You are capable of healing yourself. Sometimes when you turn this around, you can just, it sometimes it's difficult depending on how deep it is in you, but you can turn it around because I think, okay, there's a definite part of me that thinks I'm not capable of healing myself, right? I'm not that powerful. But then I think it's totally possible. And the truth is, on a higher level, I can totally heal myself. I may not have it down yet, but I believe that I can totally do that. It is possible. So I sit in that energy of the truth of it really being possible and make the sound of that with me. Extra help on that when everything turned purple. Wow. We're I don't deserve at all. Health, wealth, and harmonious relationships. We all deserve it all. It's like Patricia Cota Robles, I went to a workshop and she said, we're not meant to be suffering on this planet. We're meant to be in love and light. We do deserve it all. Let's make the sound of that. Here's the problem. These negative beliefs are rampant, intensely rampant on our planet. Beliefs that are so ingrained in the entire planetary culture, right? Not to mention advertising and all the different mass marketing that we're not good enough. We need this product. We need to be better looking to make it. We need this. We are not good enough. It's so rampant, not only in advertising, but also in our schools. I mean, there are kids that commit suicide all the time for not feeling good enough. Because it's so much about competition instead of blessing the gifts and finding the gifts that each person has and resonating those, right? It's really rampant in our society, so you have to work hard to get out of that entrainment of not being good enough. All of these are negative beliefs. Sometimes they're subconscious, they're hidden, but for the most part, we're aware of all of them. There's a good quote here from Greg Braden. Greg Braden says the biggest negative belief is that we are separate from each other. Oh, this is good. Let me read this from Greg Braden. Some of our beliefs are received from the group consciousness or dominant paradigm, such as the belief that the earth is round. It's just what I was talking about. Or that a certain disease is incurable. Other beliefs, such as cultural beliefs, have been passed on genetically through our parents. Genetic beliefs are a reflection of the experiences and worldview of our ancestors and may include things like prejudices, or beliefs such as I have to feast before the famine. We also form our own core beliefs based on how we view or interpret our own life experiences. These beliefs tend to be on the conscious level and may include things such as I'll never be good enough. I have to put others first. Our beliefs impact our day-to-day lives in ways we may not realize, especially relationships. People will treat you completely different depending on how you feel about yourself. Completely different. It's dramatic, actually. They also manifest physically and emotionally, and they create blocks and fears, right? This is huge to turn these around. So here's the deal is, well, let me do one more, and then we'll do the deal. All of these negative beliefs are complete illusions. The truth is we are all perfect, perfect, pure spirits in every way. We are perfect spirits in every way. That's the truth. Let's make the sound of that. If you come across any moment the rest of your life where you feel not good enough about yourself, track that sucker down. Track it down and name that negative belief that you're running. And then turn it around backwards and make the sound of the truth. Get that in your body. When you resonate the truth of being a pure, perfect spirit in every way, Source aligns with that and brings that to you big time. We are pure, perfect spirits in every way. There's other ways you can do. You can do tapping while you're actually doing this emotional freedom technique. You can play a crystal ball. You can journal about it. The main thing is to really keep resonating the opposite, the truth, so that that becomes your norm. I think you see, there is nothing more important than this. You are love. I am love. Let's make the sound of that. Hold that energy for the rest of the evening, at least the rest of the weekend, whole week and month ahead. No use fooling around through the whole year. Go for it for lifetimes. You are love. Thanks for listening and take care.